Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie here, Nick Redfern, our special guest. Nick has been interested in UFOs since 1978. His main area of research centers around determining what has been learned about the UFO subject at an official level in Britain. He has spent hundreds of hours at the Public Record Office in London and has uncovered thousands of pages of previously classified Royal Air Force, Air Ministry, and Ministry of Defense files on UFOs. He's got a couple books out, including Men in Black, Time Travel, which we'll talk about both of these. Nick, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, George. I'm good. Thanks.
Always good to hear your voice. Always good.
And good.
COVID-free, my friend?
I'm sorry?
Are you COVID-free?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm good and healthy. Yeah, no problems.
Great. Men in Black. Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith started that movie. The world then began to know about Men in Black. But actually, what are they, and when did this start, Nick?
Well, that's a good question, because I think most people, certainly the general public, didn't really know anything about the Men in Black at all, you know, until the 90s when the movies came out. And everybody then had heard of the Men in Black. But what's particularly intriguing is that in the movies, the Men in Black are portrayed as secret agents of a secret agency fighting aliens. But the reality is very different. If you look back into the history of ufology, the Men in Black, the real ones, not the Hollywood ones, the real ones first surfaced in the latter part of the 1940s through into the early 1950s. And the one person who kicked all this off was a guy named Albert Bender, who lived in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And he created a UFO research organization called the International Flying Saucer Bureau. And he was visited and threatened by a trio of men in black who warned him to leave the UFO subject alone. Now, what's particularly intriguing about all these cases from the 1950s and people like Bender who were threatened and said, you know, you will not talk about this, all the people, the witnesses or the victims, however you want to term them, they described the Men in Black not looking entirely human. Now, that sounds a little bit strange, but most of the witnesses describe them having skin that sort of looks almost like wax or plastic.
Kind of pasty looking.
Huh? Yeah, and very sort of scrawny and gaunt, and but also having these bulging eyes. And that was one of the primary reasons as to why they wore these wraparound sunglasses. And some witnesses have suggested, you know, could they actually be aliens in disguise? And which sounds a little bit strange, but as I said, the vast majority, when you get rid of Hollywood and so on, that is what the witnesses actually talk about. Most of them do not talk about, you know, guys in the FBI looking like that. You know, they are sort of really look very, very strange, and they come across, as I said, you know, in a fashion that really makes you think either they're extraterrestrial, or as some people like Albert Bender came to believe, that they were more sort of occult or supernatural rather than definitively extraterrestrial.
And Nick, they didn't have any personality. They were just straight, arrowed people, and they showed minimal emotion, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't be much good at a party, really.
No, you wouldn't want to sit in a corner and get stuck with one.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you're right. They have this sort of, the face, the way they work, the whole thing. It really is as if they have sort of no, mind. What's particularly intriguing, mostly, is that it sounds like from a lot of the witnesses that the men in black are actually sort of making statements and threats, but they don't actually know what they're saying. It's almost as if it's like a loop, and they're like the, you know, sort of like a robot-type situation, and they actually don't know what they're talking about because they are possibly something along those lines, and it does sound strange. However, many witnesses have said that they got this view or this feeling that whatever the men in black were talking about, they didn't know what they're saying. They were saying it in sort of a parrot fashion, and again, this puts the whole phenomenon into sort of very different system, far away from Hollywood, and again, if you put that angle in as well, you know, this sort of non-emotion angle, we get to see a picture of the men in black, which is really different and diverse from what many people have come to learn, you know.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. Any witnesses report how they left when they finally departed the house or wherever they confronted the human beings? How did they depart?
Well, actually, that's a really good point, George, because, you know, it's the same thing with sort of letting them in and letting them out. It's almost as if the witnesses have been hypnotized because, you know, if you've got, say, this skinny trio of men in black knocking on your front door at 9 o'clock, you probably wouldn't let them in, you know.
No.
And it's the same with vice versa, you know. If when the men in black have given their threat and then they leave, you might think, I'm going to go after them. But people don't do that either. And this has given rise to the possibility of some degree of mind control to the point where, you know, their minds are being controlled and the witnesses themselves are just sort of sitting in the chair almost in a stunned situation. And a lot of them have said that it was usually round about sort of 10 to 15 minutes afterwards the person starts to wake up. You know, it's almost like in a situation in a hospital, you know.
Like they're in a daze.
Yeah, you're sort of dazed and not really knowing what's going on. And then about 15 minutes later, everything goes back to normal. But, of course, by that time, the men in black are long gone. So there's a lot of weird stuff that a lot of people don't know when it comes to the history of the MIB.
And nobody remembers how they left, whether they got in a car or somebody picked them up or they just merely disappeared?
Oh, well, that's another weird thing with the cars. I mean, even today, The men in black, and they still look the same today, I should stress, you know, and they wear...
And it's still happening, then?
Yes, and they still wear the old-style fedora hats and trench coats. And they also drive in what are usually old-style black Cadillacs. But in many of the cases, and this is going to sound really weird, most of the witnesses who've seen the cars have said that... the cars have literally vanished in front of them, or possibly it was sort of like a hologram. And there's so many cases that fall into that category of sort of, you know, the cars sort of melting away. And who they are or what they are, and, you know, whether they are extraterrestrials, occult, paranormal, all of these aspects can be thrown into the MIB situation, if you like.
Were there ever any reports of women as these agents?
Oh, yes. I wrote a full-length book on the women in black. It's got the title of Women in Black. But that's one of the lesser-known aspects of this subject. But I would say... I've written five books now on the men in black, four on the men in black and one on the women in black. And when I started to write my first men in ba- um, my first book on the Men in Black, what I found was, I would say probably out of every 15, 16 cases, one would be a woman in black. And they look exactly the same, with the very pale skin, gaunt cheek.
No personality.
No personality. Explosive eyes. I would say that, in the sense, because they're huge. And most of the women in black, they wear these, not just sunglasses, but wraparound glasses, kind of like a skier would wear on the slope.
So they don't fall off, yeah.
Yeah, and so the women in black aspect, but it's very much identical to the men in black. They typically knock on people's doors, and they make the threat. You know, you won't talk about the UFO you saw. You won't talk about this and that. You won't talk about this. And so, in other words, their modus operandi, if you like, is exactly the same as the men in black.
And they always come to people who have witnessed a UFO sighting?
Yes. It isn't just tied to people who've seen UFOs. Now, I should stress that the most people who get the threats are people who've had a close encounter of some kind, whether it's a sighting or you've had an alien abduction situation, something along those lines. However, I've got some cases where people were visited by the men in black and women in black when they've been dabbling in crop circles, and also in relation to Bigfoot. There are several cases, not many, but there are several cases relative to Bigfoot where people had seen some of these creatures, and they had been visited and told not to talk about it as well, which takes things down, you know, a really even more bizarre situation. But when you also kind of, as I said, put the crop circles in the equation as well, it really makes you wonder if they ask a kind of almost like an interplanetary sort of police force that really sort of doesn't just deal with UFOs, but with the paranormal aspects of cryptozoology, and it really expands in some really strange areas.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.